Welcome, everybody. Share number 1539. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Ravaran Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lurafua Shalema Pesach Yosef Ben Hinda. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so a very interesting thing brings down the Sefer Klolim on page Samach, Shin Samach Beis. In reference to Machshava. So we're talking a little bit about Machshava, thinking. Right, what one could think about on Shabbos, what one can. So we establish the fact that when it comes to a malacha, talking about a malacha that one is going to do during the week, can't do. But when you're thinking about it, one would be allowed to think it. And we saw from the Kaf HaChaim, actually, especially if it brings a person a lot of pleasure, if you want to call it, he's excited about a certain thing they might do, even though it's also to do on Shabbos. But thinking about it is definitely, definitely okay. Especially if it brings a person some pleasure. Okay, so, but an interesting thing brings down, so we spoke about, brings down Sefer Klum, we spoke about it, tsar, if it's something that it will bring a person tsar, make a person feel a little bit down, and not good thoughts, if you want to say, those things we saw, one should be careful not to think about them. It's hard to say it's in Avera, but the Mishnah Berurah Semi Kol Makom Mishum Oinig Shabbos, because of Oinig Shabbos, just reading from the Sefer Klolim, how he quotes the Semishin Vav Sif Ches, Mikol Makom Mishum Oinig Shabbos, Mitzvah Shalay Yachshoiv Behem Klal. It's a mitzvah that a person should be careful not to think about thoughts that would give them tsar, right? A little bit of sorrow. And especially if it's about tirdas, we saw here her tirdas alev, daiga, you know, things that after Shabbos, I'm going to have to do that, I'll have to do the other thing, go back to work, okay, Baruch Hashem, I have a job, but thinking about it doesn't make me, if you want to call it in English, happy, so happy, you know, the things that I have to take care of, all the things on my mind. Okay, so it's an important thing, a person should try and clear their mind, but he brings an interesting thing. What about, and we said in general also, talking about bad news, that one is not allowed to do also, not to say bad news on Shabbos. But let's say somebody's davening Shmona Esrei, and he brings down that, we're not going to get into the whole thing right now, Bakasha is asking on Shabbos, Bakasha is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we do during the week. It's a little bit more complicated than meets the eye, but if, let's say, a person has in mind a certain other person, a chesed, and they're saying Shmon Esrei, and they say Matir Asurim, let's say, right? Soymech Neuflim, that the Reif Echolim, that they should have a refuah, a Yeshua, they should feel better, they shouldn't have pain. So a person just has in mind when they're davening Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, that person in mind. They have them in mind, like Hashem, you know, Matir Asurim, you take away pain and you straighten up the, you know, bent or whatever the case might be. Semech Neuflim Reifei Cholim. So please help this person that I have in mind. So he says that will be okay. He brings that will be fine. Says the Sefer Klala, Mutar Midina Lavakesh Rachmim. Again, it's on page Shin Samach Beis. Mutar Midina Lavakesh Rachmim B'machashavtei Al Tzrachav Oid Tzarchei Chaverei HaPratim. A person Midina, again, Midina, you know, what's a good thing to do? We want to try and keep our thoughts to only pleasurable things. A mutter dik of pleasurable things on Shabbos, right? Mutter Medina levakesh rachmim, but Medina, according to the letter of the law, one is allowed to levakesh rachmim b'machashavta, in their thoughts to ask Hashem. Many times a person thinks, the best thing is, of course, always talking to Hashem. I talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I talk about this, talk about that. I need this, I need that. I thank you, Hashem, for this, this. I said, thank you, Hashem, for that. But the person many times thinks it also, which is also great, right? The person sits down to eat breakfast. You think in your mind, it's better to say it, but you think in your mind, thank you, Hashem, for the breakfast. So you're thinking in your mind as you're going through Shmona Esrei, that Hashem should have rachamim, have pity on this person or the other person when you're saying, Matir Asurim or Reif Echolim, to send them a refuah or so on. So, but again, this is something that's, well, I'm thinking about something that might not bring me pleasure, but Medina, it would be fine. He says, Mutter Medina Lvakesh Rachman, Machashavte, Altsrochav, Oitzerche, Haveria, Pradim, Vahatam, why? Shakamosha, Enis, Vidabedover, just like there's no Isser of Vidabedover, Kishirak, Mahar, Bimalacha, when the person thinks about a thing that they're going to do on Sunday, Monday, during the week, even though it's Osir on Shabbos, they think about it, there's no Isser Medina, according to the letter of the law. Who had then said the same thing with this. He also says, interesting, that Medina, according to the letter of the law, there's no bittul of Oynik Shabbos. In other words, the fact that we spoke about last time, the Oynik Shabbos is not really bittul over here. It doesn't really go away. Oynik Shabbos, Oynik Yom Tov, Kesherak Mahar Altsar. When the person's just thinking about these things, that might cause him, you know, not such wonderful feelings, let's put it like that. It is definitely better not to think about things I'll bring them tsar. But if need be, somebody could think about this in Shmoneh Esrei, so he brings down. So the dogma that he always brings examples, as a Sefer Klalim, which makes it so beautiful, the dogma he brings, of course, like we just said, Lahara al Chayla, Pratek, Kesha'imik, Bershmon Esrei, Refi Chaylim, a person thinks about a Chayla, a sick person, Rechmon Oslan, during Shmon Esrei, that Hashem should send him a refuah, and this is on Shabbos, obviously. During the week, it goes without saying, obviously. Mutter, you can't say it during the week, in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, the first three brachas, you can't talk out, but you could definitely think about this person that needs a Yeshua, right? There are parts of Shmoneh Esrei that we do think about, I'm not going to get into that, by Shema Kaleinu, and best, like we said last time at the end, before Yil Ratzayim, that's the best place to talk, and one should talk during the week, definitely, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, Mutter Kesha'imer B'bracha Rishayna, a person says the first bracha, Shal Shmoneh Esrei, Samech Noiflim, right, V'Raifei Chaylim, Hashem should heal the sick, Matir Asurim, Lahar Alatzmai, Oy Bishvil Adam Prate. So the person could think in his mind about a certain specific person which he would like HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send a refuah and take away his pain and so on. That will be perfectly fine, even though it might not bring him the most wonderful feelings, like it hurts him, you know, it hurts me that I have to think about this person. It hurts me that this other Yid is going through pain, but here I am, I'm thinking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please help him, so it would be okay. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha, Kol Tuv.